so often, just when I'm alone. I can't help the longing I'll feel when he moans. He's a jag, he's a jag, he's a jag, you are. He's a jag, he's a jag, he's a jag, you are. He's a jag, he's a jag, he's a jag, you are. He's a jag, he's a jag, he's a jag. My door, stretched out and purring, waiting for more. Strange shade of sun, deep cat eye green. No way to escape, no one hears my scream.
Hi there, this is Sherry Cassidy, Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and wow, I am here and jet-lagged from my trip to Egypt. I mean, Egypt, there you go. I haven't gone to Egypt yet. I mean, Europe. Wow. It's just really hard to kind of like get back and get in the swing of things. I am looking for my guest, and it kind of looks like maybe there was a confusion or something, and he's not scheduled for tonight, although he's on my schedule. So I'm not sure what happened with all of that. Originally, I had Nick Begich scheduled, and I'm actually not seeing his information here. So, I don't know what happened. So I'm going to just try to... Anyway, I can tell everyone about, I'll tell you guys about what happened in Europe. And meanwhile, hopefully someone listening. God, I have a lot going on here. So Europe was very successful in one way. In another way, it was kind of bizarre because I guess we didn't really give it enough advance advertising. So some of the crowds were kind of small, although they sort of grew as time went on. And one of our biggest groups was in London, which only had a week's notice, which is fascinating. Totally filled that room. There was just no room for even a person's, you know, an extra body in that group. So I think that what we have scheduled, in my understanding, was Nick Begich, but I could be mistaken on that. So I apologize if he is not my guest. If not, we'll just I guess we'll just do open lines, and I'm just kind of looking. So hold on one second here. And I do want to say that there are some fascinating articles on my blog right now. So if you haven't seen those articles, I really encourage you to take a look at projectcamelot.org or projectcamelot.tv. There is a radio show that I did on Revolution Radio a few days ago, literally, right when I got off the plane. And that was with, Paul Richard, to look for his name. Anyway, I did a radio show with him and Mark McClandish, and that was all about chemtrails. And we really covered some fascinating information, as well as the science behind HARP and chemtrails, and how, I guess, in a certain sense, the two can be combined and create, obviously, the weather wars and other things like mind control, etc. So we were also reporting the incredible chemtrails that were seen right after the conference, which we came out on Saturday night in London, and just the group of people in there, which was around 90 people. It was that's all the place would hold. And they hit the streets, and right above our heads, the chemtrails were thick. And I mean very, very thick. So that was an amazing thing. And my understanding is that they're doing that because there must be something they're planning for, something they're trying to get ready for. So if you go onto my blog and you scroll down, you won't be able to miss how obviously they were chemtrailing the hell out of the skies, I have to say. On Saturday night in London, that was this just past Saturday night, and then on Sunday morning, apparently in Manchester, someone called in to say they were doing the same thing there. And that radio show, again, was with Paul Richard Price on Revolution Radio. So I encourage you to click on the archive, which is linked on my blog, and listen to that, because the science is quite fascinating that Mark brought forward. And also clarifying, it was really interesting because some of my theories on what they're doing with chemtrails involving the shield that they're putting over certain countries was actually substantiated by some science explanation that Mark McClandlish was able to give. And then, of course, there's the article on James Holm, which I called Temporal Illusions and Time Travel. Apparently, he was a PhD candidate, a neuroscience candidate who was researching temporal illusions and time travel. And if you read that article, it's actually a mind blower what the connections are between the symbolism of the Aurora situation, James Holmes, and also a few other incidents that were going on simultaneously or nearly in the same time, sort of, I don't know, 2-3 weeks of time. And I was approached by two individuals who said they were on call from time to time for the government. I'm not going to describe them anymore in any more detail than that. But they did happen to cross-correlate this information. And then they also brought another piece to the puzzle, talking about what I felt would have been sort of a link-up between the Sikh shootings in Wisconsin, the Colorado Aurora situation, and then the Olympics with the opening and closing ceremonies, and then possibly a fourth sort of connecting the dots here situation with which way maybe a false flag kickoff to World War III, because it appears they're really gearing things up. And right before I came on the air, I got some more information about that, which I can cover. Let me say that Melvin Morse, he is an author and a pediatrician who has written several books. He's been on Oprah and many TV shows. Apparently was doing a conference in Montreal and then crossed back over the border. He's an expert on neuroscience. And again, in this case, remote viewing. He's released a DVD, as a matter of fact, on remote viewing and near-death experiences, precog type of future viewing, as well as communicating with the dead. All of this sort of really leading to similarities with what James Holmes was investigating. So with the two of them, There's a link up there as well. And so this individual, this link was, or this dot in this trajectory was brought to my attention by one of these two individuals who, as I say, approached me. And more to come on all of that, because believe me, I am going to stay on this trail. This is a fascinating trail, and obviously the Illuminati are up to something with all of this. They are hard at work creating Manchurian candidates, as has been the case for quite a number of years, needless to say. And then I do draw your attention to previous Camelot whistleblowers, starting with Bill Wood, a.k.a. Bill Brockbrader, who came to the fore in January of 2012. And then almost very, very shortly after that, kind of switched sides and turned on me and Wilcock, David Wilcock, who I put him in touch with, as well as Pete Peterson, who he had spent some time staying with. And then I also draw your attention to Duncan O'Finian's past, as well as Aaron McCullum's testimony. The parallels between that and James Holmes' background and what's going on with him, just you can really see the targeting, the super soldier sort of layover, or at least if you're not, at least on the psychic side, sort of more on the intellectual side, less of the sort of, super soldier in the sense of having big muscles and being able to throw people around. So this is more of a psychic super soldier, if you will, that they're probably were working on with James Holmes. This is very much in the X-Men scenario, and this is where children are being trained to basically turn on their parents and their society by going to work for the Illuminati behind the scenes, being turned into sort of mind-controlled super soldiers. All of that is a really fascinating trajectory and one that people should be paying close attention to at this time. So what I'd like to do is do open lines here, because obviously I guess my guest was not around. So I'm going to see if I can go on to the right website here to pick up phone calls. And then we've got, as usual, on the front page, we've got a Camelot chat room where you can also ask your questions, and I'm going to go in there. So let's see if I can get into this. This should work really fast. That's perfect. Okay, and I guess we have one caller, so I can bring that caller on and we'll see what happens. There's a lot of things to cover, so we don't have to have a guest here. There's plenty to talk about. Area code 214, you're on the air with Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio.
Hello, Carrie. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay, Carrie. This is Alpha Male. One of your listeners. I do tune in every Wednesday and Friday. And what I want to tell you is that...
Okay, you're breaking up. I'm not sure what kind of connection this is. Sorry about this, but you're breaking up really bad.
Okay, can you hear me?
I can hear you, but I am afraid it may be very difficult for the listeners. Are you using a cell phone what kind of phone is this? Is there another way? Could you call me on another line or anything like that? I don't know why we're having so much interference.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Nope, it's even
worse. Can you hear me now?
Now I can hear you. You want to go?
Carrie, can you hear me now?
Yes, now I can hear you. Hello? Wow. Hello? Okay. Yeah, we're not being able to hear you at all, so
okay.
I'm really sorry for that. Maybe there's another...
Okay, excellent. Okay, yeah, what I want to tell you is that...
Hello? Hello? Okay, well, I'm sorry about this. We did have a caller, and it just doesn't seem to be coming through well enough for me to keep this person on the line. I'm very sorry, caller. I don't know what the problem is. I'm not sure what kind of line you got there, but maybe you could try to find another phone and call me back. Right now we've got totally open lines and we have time. So if you can get to another phone, that's probably the best way to do that. So thank you very much. I'm going to have to let you go here as I cannot hear you. Thank you. Bye-bye. So, well, that's too bad because sound like he has something to say. At any rate, well, we're going to take open lines, as I said, and let me say the call-in number for people that are listening, 218-339-8525. I do apologize if you were hoping that you could hear Nick Begich because I thought he was my guest, but I'm not sure what the mix-up is, but he is not here, and I don't have any contact information, so I'm not sure what the problem is. I am now also in the chat room, so if you have any questions and you want to know, you know, things about my Europe trip or you'd like to hear about various things, I'll be happy to talk to you and answer any questions. Just put them in all caps. This is a great opportunity because I don't have that many times when, actually never, when I don't have a guest. So this is a kind of a unique situation, and it's great to be able to talk to people. So let me get back to this James Holmes situation. Just FYI, I have hold on 1 second. We are also, let me give you some news. I'm not sure if this is supposed to be secret or not. So I really hope that it's not gonna blow something for someone. But I have gotten word that Gordon Novell is in the hospital, and I guess I won't say much more than that until I get some kind of okay about this. He's had some kind of bad reaction to a blood reaction to something. And I guess we're going to go to commercial right now, and I'll be right back with Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio. Bye-bye.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. She invited me to try this product called the RNA Drops, and within 12 hours of taking them, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And I have since watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops today at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. There are only a few hundred bottles available, so hurry now.
RNA Drops.
As many of you know, I promote my bullion business, Drockton Bullion, on a regular basis. I created Drockton Bullion to make sure that you were prepared for the economic collapse that will shortly befall not just the United States, but literally the entire globe. As you know, silver has increased in value almost 1,000% since 2000, and gold has gone up at least 600%. Drockton Bullion specializes in helping you find everything from 90% silver coins that were minted before 1964, 0.999% pure silver rounds, silver eagles, gold bars, gold coins, and everything else that you need for your bullion needs. But more importantly, you get me, Paul Drockton, to consult with, to talk with, to help you, to guide you through the purchasing process. Totally, Drockton Bullion has made millions in sales, my friends. We know what we're doing, and we can help you.
Could it all be a bad dream or a nightmare? Based on preposterous notions and on ideas whose time should never have come, preventive war is used as a road to peace. Tolerance delivered by government guns, an empire replacing the republic, slavery sold as liberty, socialism to save capitalism, a government out of control, unrestrained by the Constitution, the rule of law, or morality. Money does not grow on trees, nor does prosperity come from a government printing press or escalating deficit. A central bank that deliberately destroys the value of the currency in secrecy, without restraint, cheered on by the pseudo-capitalists of Wall Street, the military-industrial complex. The good news is the reversal is achievable through peaceful and intellectual means, and fortunately, the number of those who care are growing exponentially.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly. Within days, the episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Your life as it has been is over.
Don't miss the middle chamber of the Greater X on AM Live. Listen to the Paradigm Shift Saturday nights, 8 p.m. Central.
This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio. And very happy to be here on this wild and crazy Wednesday night in the midst of, well, just incredible energies and bizarre happenings happening on planet Earth at this time. It is actually great to be back in the USSA. USSA. Oh, wow. I'm sorry. USA. I'm, wow, really, really out there trying to make it back down to the planet. You know, it's really interesting when I'm flying nowadays. I don't know if other people are having this sort of thing go on, but I'm actually getting into a weird altered state being off the earth in, you know, so sort of for prolonged periods of time. And it's a really interesting sort of dynamic that I think has something to do with the changes in our atmosphere. And I think it's improving jet travel. I know some people will probably think I'm crazy, but that's what I'm picking up. It's just not that bad anymore to be up there, away from the Earth, at least for me physically, and that's an interesting sort of dynamic. I'm not sure what's going on with that. And let's see. Okay, to get back to the Earth, I'm also getting a note here that. Well, the Libyan situation is basically imploding. Not sure what's going on there other than they killed a U.S. ambassador to Libya and I think two other Americans, at least two others. And it looks like the Libyans aren't going to take it anymore. So whatever the Americans thought they were doing over in Libya doesn't seem to be working. Hello. not a big surprise there, I have to say. Okay. Okay, when somebody is asking me, when does James Holmes' dad testify in front of Congress? Well, my understanding, it was supposed to be just a couple days after the event. So in theory, that may have already happened. I don't know if that would be public, that testimony. It's quite possible it would be private. You know, that whole situation has overtones of a definite AI, and as I had written on my blog, a battle of the AIs with Promise Software being challenged by what appears to be FICO, and those are the two sort of players in this arena. The father working for FICO. Fair Isaac Corporation. Apparently, I don't know. I think they might have changed their name since then, but that was what it was called. and I know people think that I'm drinking. No, honestly, this is just jet lag. So it's not hard for me to sort of get into this very altered state anyway. And having jet lag does just encourages that. So. Now I'm going to take some other calls here. So one second here. Area code 909, you're on the air with Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio.
Hi, Carrie. First of all, I'd just like to thank you for all your hard work. It's really appreciated.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I appreciate your appreciation.
Yeah, it's just awesome what you're doing. I was going to just talk to you a little bit about the chemtrail situation and how I've noticed it in my area. And the different patterns they're shooting now, it's really wild. It almost looks like fish scales, you know, if that's the way I best describe it.
Yes.
It looks like a scale of a fish. And compared to what they used to be, just straight lines and then just blotches, and then they went to like this fish scale. And so I was just wondering if anybody else had any comments on that. And
I can definitely
other than that,
they have done fish scales in the past, although it is fairly rare. The London skies had fish scales as well. The picture I posted was just one of the sort of pictures in a long sort of line of pictures, and I was sent, two different people were sending me pictures from the London skies, and what happened was eventually some of those chemtrails did morph into what you would call, it actually looks a little like waves or fish scales, as you call it. Very, very interesting striations and so on. And I am sure that has something to do with the sort of consistency of the potion that they're mixing before they spray it. So that's probably, I would venture to guess, some different consistency, maybe slightly more liquid. And there may be more plasma being generated there. Anyway, I know what you mean, and I think it's quite fascinating. Did you have something else about that?
No, I just also noticed the milky white haze every day up against the mountains. You can just see it, you know, as plain as day, and you try to explain it to your family members, and they just don't get it. They think it's smog, and it's frustrating.
And, incredible. Did you happen to, where do you happen to live, first of all?
I live out towards San Bernardino, towards the Rancho area.
Oh, so you're here in the Southern California area?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. I'm not over in that area over there, but I can appreciate what you're talking about. I can say that did you happen to listen to the radio show that I did with Paul Richard Price and Mark McFlandish on Monday?
No, I'm sorry. I missed it.
No problem. No problem. You know, it just happened. It was totally unscheduled. I don't know if if he had announced even that I was going to be on the show, but he had invited me while I was down in transit in Europe, and I just kind of said yes off the fly, and then came in very late the night before and had a few hours sleep, and then suddenly I saw that I was on the radio. I was like, oh my God. But I managed to be coherent and to some degree, and Mark was really excellent. He was kind of on a roll, I have to say, in terms of maybe partially because of the kind of questions I was asking. I was really going off in some interesting directions, and so was Paul Richard Price, who wanted to really emphasize the mind control aspects of what can be done with using HAARP and chemtrails together. And
I definitely believe that they're using the HAARP to push the atmosphere in, you know, and into what areas they want it to be in. It's to me, it seems, you know, from all the stuff that I've heard on the internet, it's just, you know, that's what I believe anyway. I believe that is happening, and it's just, like I said, it's just frustrating talking to family members who have no idea what's going on, and I'm kind of like the lone wolf here in my family, who they just they kind of think I'm crazy, I think, but I've been listening to you since, you know, the beginning, pretty much with Bill Ryan, and I heard most of your interviews and caught up on a lot of stuff, and had a lot of weird, interesting things happen to me along the lines, and it's been pretty interesting. But I wish you well, and I pray that somebody's guiding you and us all to the safety, and I wish you the best.
All right. Well, thank you very much, caller. I have to say that there are a lot of people in your situation with family members that simply don't get it. I have to say I have a few of those in my family who have no idea what I do. And so it's really kind of funny. But there is something going on because people are starting to wake up, even people that have been in the dark, so to speak, for a very long time. And so I think there is hope out there, and I can tell you that some of the things that will be happening, as you can appreciate, we affect the weather, our consciousness. So the more woken up we are, the less severe, if you will, the earth changes will be. I firmly believe that consciousness is basically king on the planet, and so our consciousness, as it wakes up and starts to connect with others, and it's really funny because right now there's
sounds like a horn going off.
Yeah, there was horns going off. I mean, you know, here we go, and there was a horn earlier today, and we are not having an earthquake, but that's usually horns going off in L.A. is notice of a earthquake that's a five.
That's pretty wild.
Nowadays it would be downgraded to a 4 because of the new grading system. But I have to say that consciousness in the end is king. So I will say one thing. I know you're in the Southern California area, and I just got back from Europe. As you may know, I was in France and Belgium and Amsterdam and Lake Como, Italy, and then I was over in England and Glastonbury and London and Ireland, Dublin, Ireland, up in the north of Ireland. Had some fascinating things go on. And I just have to say, when I got on the plane to come back to L.A., I was stopped over in Atlanta, there was a marked difference between the people that were from L.A. that were getting on that plane. Very, very alert, very awake on an energetic level. So if I was going to lay my bets on people waking up, I would say they would be in the Southern California area, and maybe California altogether, and maybe just the West Coast, you know, in terms of being on the forefront. I think that we have the best chance of waking these people up. So I'm going to start doing some speaking engagements in the area, and you're welcome to come down when that happens and bring your friends and family if they should be so moved.
It'd be, it'd be really nice. You know, they have some really nice convention centers out here and towards the Ontario Convention Center and other sites out in this area that would be great to host one of your venues. And, boy, that would be awesome.
Yeah, and I maybe try to bring a few other Camelot people, witnesses and whatnot. Anyway, we're going to just see what we can do, what we can put together, but I'd like to try to do that. I will be speaking at the Pythagoras Conference in Louisville, Kentucky in mid-October around, I think I'm speaking on the 11th of October, and then I have a workshop like a day or so later. Somewhere in there, and so you're welcome to, you know, I don't know if you've seen the Pythagoras Conference, but they're going to have some pretty fascinating speakers on board there. I think for some people it might be a little pricey, but anyway, just wanted to also mention that.
Yeah, if you happen by chance to talk to Mr. Novell, tell him I wish him the best. I did happen to meet him at one of your conferences, and he's a very nice gentleman, very nice, and I wish him the best.
I will, yeah. Controversial guy, but, you know, but I think he is good-hearted, contrary to what many people may think. So thank you very much, caller, and you take care, okay? I'm going to go to the next caller here and give them a chance to talk a bit.
Thank you, Carrie.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, well, that was very interesting. A person from my neck of the woods, Southern California, where I'm at, and have been living for, 30 years or something. Anyway, area code 347, you're on the air.
Hey, Carrie. Reaching out, just had a quick question because this lately been getting a strong intuition about my connection with serious felines, you know, the feline humanoids and from Sirius. And, you know, I don't have much direction, though. I'm just getting this strong, you know, this past week, a lot of just intuition and downloads that, you know, that is, you know, that I have some connection with them, you know, maybe a galactic family or my guides of some sort. And, you know, I wanted to ask if you know of anything you may have come across, or perhaps you feel a connection as well with, because I noticed, you know, the jaguar of, you know, the mascot, if you will, of Project Camelot, or if you have any thoughts or ideas on this?
Yes, I do. I mean, I can say that I have a very strong connection to cats, big cats especially, but I have a Norwegian forest cat who is really an awesome, being, I have to say. He's really amazing. So I can't even classify him as an animal. He's practically something else altogether. So we're going to go to break. If you want to hang on, we can chat on the other side of the hour.
Please don't leave me. Look around.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you completely fed up with being dependent on those fat cat electricity monopolies that raise your rates again and again? Are you terrified about how you'll keep your home and family safe when a power crisis happens? 123/power.com has set up a free video presentation that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they are, incompetent lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. The video at 123/power.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret to slash your power bill and beat the electricity monopoly for good. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123/power.com and discover one weird trick to cut your power bill and protect your home. Easy to remember, 123/power.com. Go watch the video now before they shut it down. Again, that's 123/power.com.
Assassination. You know what's interesting about assassination? Well, not only does it change those popularity polls in a big hurry, but it's also interesting to notice who it is we assassinate. You ever notice who it is? Stop to think of who it is we kill. It's always people who've told us to live together in harmony and try to love one another. Jesus, Gandhi, Lincoln, John Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Medgar Evers, Malcolm X, John Lennon. They all said, try to live together peacefully. Bam! Right in the head. Apparently, we're not ready for that. Yeah, that's difficult behavior for us. We're too busy thinking around, sitting around trying to think up ways to kill each other. Here's one we came up with. It's efficient, too. Genocide. You know? Killing large numbers of people simply because they don't look like you, they don't talk like you, and they don't have the same kind of hats you do. You ever notice that anytime you see two groups of people who really hate each other, chances are good they're wearing different kind of hats. Keep an eye on that. It might be important.
My name is Sean David Morton, and in 2010, I was called into the offices of the most high-powered law firm in the world on an estate matter of the utmost importance. After signing contracts promising I'd never reveal the identity of the people involved, I inherited the journals of a man that had spent 40 years in and become director of the global shadow government. It was the Holy Grail with information on the unified field theory, the Roswell crash, the Philadelphia experiment, the Sigma Treaty, Nazi super science, the Montauk Project, Area 51, the Dulce Mesa Wars, and treaties with extraterrestrial races and the back engineering of their hardware. But mostly, it had to do with the development of technology that would allow us to travel through time and fight a deadly alien threat that was only now on its way here to destroy our world. Read the book that I have risked my life to write. For the first time ever, read the truth about it all. Sands of Time, the runaway bestseller by Sean David Morton, available in signed limited edition hardback only at StrangeUniverseRadio.com.
Read this book and never be the same.
You're listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Your frequency is ascending with Strange Universe Radio, the most popular internet program in the galaxy, weeknight 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time with your host, Sean David Morton.
Lazy, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be
okay.
Something good has begun.
This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we are talking to, we were talking to a guest here. I'm not sure if they're still on the line. Hello, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, cool. Do you want to sort of start over where we were at? I guess.
Sure.
Sorry?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I can just to reiterate, basically the question was about, the feline race from Sirius, because I know there's a lot of information. We have a pretty intimate understanding about the Zeta Reticulans, Alpha Draconis, Pleiadians, Andromedans, but very little do I see the discussion ever talk about the felines, the lion people. And just lately, I've just getting a lot of strong intuition and guidance, pointing me in the direction to learn more about them, because there is a connection apparently I have, and I feel many of us have, with the feline race, the feline consciousness. And I just wanted to see, you know, with your exposure to so many, you know, insiders, if you've ever come across, you know, info regarding the felines.
Right. Well, I'm very sort of, I have a very strong association with cats. I have, you know, photographs of cats, and I have, as I was saying before the break, my Norwegian forest cat, Talu, which means great spirit, who came from a litter that Sean David Morton's wife raises these cats. And so that's very interesting. And he's just an amazing being. And they're, you know, I absolutely huge connection to cats. I believe that the Sphinx, you know, was a cat god. And I don't, you know, some people like to say, well, you know, because they put a man's face on there. But I think originally the Sphinx was probably female, and definitely a cat. I know some people, there's at least one person out there, a researcher, who says they think it was a dog. But I think that's, like, completely off base. Sorry. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I mean, I can definitely relate to that. And I, you know, there's something that to be said for the idea that some of our DNA may come from three races, from what I understand. One is the bird race, the other is the feline race, and the other is the reptilian race, or the Dracos. You know, and each of us maybe resonates more to one than the other, so to speak. And I can definitely say that, you know, my totem is a snow jaguar, but it's you might say snow leopard is another way of putting it. So yeah, big time association with all of that. And you know, there's a lot of sort of psychic intuition that goes along with the cat sort of personas. So if you're resonating to that, there's that aspect. But Sirius, I'm not sure. There's also the blue beings from Sirius. I think it depends. Sirius is a big star system. From what I understand, there may be several races coming from that area. So, you know, anyway, there's just more to that story, I think. But if you're, you know, you should meditate on it and see what else you get, and maybe it'll expand.
Yeah, it's definitely, I guess in hindsight, all these dots are connecting from, you know, my obsession with the, you know, the Syrian blue color, this kind of turquoise blue, whether it's clothes that I buy or the color of my bike, or, and, you know, then other connections with, you know, feline aspects. My father's nickname means cat in Hindi. My middle name means lion in Hindi. And it's just, it's just all these things which I never really connected the two before. And now that I've for the first time really coming across this Syrian feline aspect, that it's kind of hitting me like a ton of bricks. But I just feel like, yeah, I'm looking for more info. And but yeah, it's just interesting how the discussion is, I guess, more other extraterrestrial races get more attention for whatever reasons. And, you know, they're all, you know, it's all very valuable to understand the diversity of the universe. But, you know, I guess a lot of people initially, they jump on the Pleiadian bandwagon, but,
you know, I think that there's some of those, the Pleiadians are also related, though, to the cats. But at this moment, thank you very much for your call. We do have a couple other people hanging on, and I've got questions coming in fast and furious in the chat room. So if you don't mind, I'll try to give another person a chance. But thank you for calling and the good thoughts about bringing some notice to the cats.
Cool. Thanks, Gary.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so let me see. I just have to negotiate all these windows that I've got open on my desktop and see if we can bring on another caller here. So area code 631, you're on the air with Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot. Hello? Okay, going once, 631, area code 631, are you there? Going twice, I don't know, you're not there. Maybe you're just listening using that line, who knows what. But, okay, let's try one more here. Area code 760, you're on the air with Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot.
Greetings. Hello, Carrie. This is Reverend Dale Westerland from Palm Springs, California.
Okay, I hope you didn't just say your whole name.
regardless.
No, you know, it's just not advisable to use your whole name on the radio. I know Art Bell used to be like genius at telling people, don't use your last name. So anyway, go right ahead.
The cat or the Peshat is out of the bag, so to speak. And that's actually the reason I was calling to perhaps, first of all, to welcome you back. We missed you. And we hope you had a great trip. I'm looking forward to hearing some of the recordings, if there are any actual recordings from your speaking engagements there. But one of the reasons I did call behind the last gentleman that spoke was, in an effort to assist him a little bit with his quest with, quote, the cat people. I think what I'm sure what he's speaking of are the Peshats. Have you ever heard of them? The Peshat people.
I might have heard that name. It's not something that comes to mind easily, but I think I have seen that name, referred to.
Well, the reason I did want to bring it up is because the Peshats are actually discussed at length on a weekly basis, three times a week, I would say, with a small radio show. I can give that information if he's interested or if you're interested, by a group.
Sure.
They're not hiding anything. They're called the Rainbow Rose Roundtable on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Thursday night from 6 till 9 or 9:30 on BBS Station 2. And they'll use the same station on Friday, BBS Station 2, which is hard news. And Saturday, the same station from 1:30 until literally sometimes 10 o'clock. They go on for 8 hours reading.
Okay, but what time zone are they in?
They're in the Pacific.
Pacific, okay.
Yeah,
well, I have to say that I one of them, their shows is in competition with mine. So, but
really?
but just kidding. So no, go
well,
right ahead.
Much to worry about. Their whole approach is completely different, and they work exclusively in the paranormal, the psychic, a lot of the things we talk about. But pretty much, we'll be playing radio recordings and TV recordings, and just giving input from the audience. They rarely have any guests to speak of, because the one show that I'm speaking of on Thursdays, on tomorrow night, the gentleman channels, the gentleman and his wife, his name is Rama, his wife's name is Tara. And Rama, literally for, I think, the last 8 years, has been channeling this main Peshat being called Mother Sekhmet.
Okay.
And there is some connection, from what I remember in their talks about this, with the pyramids and the Sphinx. In short, they believe that the Sphinx is an image of this ascended being that, lived during the Egyptian times and is, very, very busy right now,
Sekhmet,
actually.
Yes, Sekhmet is the sort of the lion god, lion-headed goddess, whatever you want to call her. And, yes, she is very prominent in Egypt. Okay, we already have a commercial. I thought we just had one, but anyway, We'll be right back after this.
Millions of people were awakened to the question of what. Now the next question that remains to be answered is, why in the world are they spraying? An investigative look into one of the many agendas associated with chemtrail geoengineering programs, weather control. Why in the world are they spraying? Premiering and streaming live August 18th at the three-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying? Order your copy today at www.whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com. Watch the premiere live August 18th at the three-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
As many of you know, I promote my bullion business, Drockton Bullion, on a regular basis. I created Drockton Bullion to make sure that you were prepared for the economic collapse that will shortly befall not just the United States, but literally the entire globe. As you know, silver has increased in value almost 1,000% since 2000, and gold has gone up at least 600%. Drockton Bullion specializes in helping you find everything from 90% silver coins that were minted before 1964, 0.999% pure silver rounds, silver eagles, gold bars, gold coins, and everything else that you need for your bullion needs. But more importantly, you get me, Paul Drockton, to consult with, to talk with, to help you, to guide you through the purchasing process. Only Drockton Bullion has made millions in sales, my friends. We know what we're doing, and we can help you.
The year 2012 brings an ending and a new beginning to social, political, economic, and geological cycles for America and the world. The living prophecy that we are now voyaging through has many names ascribed to it. The Hopi say it's the closing of the fourth world of destruction, moving into the fifth world of peace. The Maya declare that we enter the fifth world age, the age of the center. All common themes in the array of prophecy that we are processing and purifying all the imbalances of the dying world age. We are transcending an era founded on duality, and we have turned away from the Great Spirit, resulting in greed, corruption, blind materialism, and disconnection from each other and Mother Earth. Collectively, we are poised at the brink of a world age rebirth in which we enter new domains of consciousness and manifestation, redeeming all the previous ages. Let's all join together to bring the vision of peace and love into reality, because we are the future, we are the heroes, and that we are who we have been waiting for.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Our hero claims a warrior's heart. I tell you, the dragonborn comes with a voice wielding power of the ancient Lord Arts.
Okay, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and wow, jet lagged in and still here. Caller, are you still on there with me, or have
yes, I am.
Gone in, off to the blue horizon?
I'm still here.
I'm actually drinking coffee now, so I'm starting to focus on planet Earth a little more. It's interesting because when I first got back, I was able to do a tremendous amount of research. Sometimes it gets sort of in the zone, and that's when I got into the whole some more information coming in as, regarding James Holmes and that whole situation. And I just want to say that there is a person, and his name is escaping me at this exact moment, but he has been talking and doing a lot of research into the layout of the theater. Apparently, in the videos, and also the testimony of the witnesses, there was discrepancy as to what the true layout of the theater is, where the doors were, how the doors don't open directly into the theater itself, but kind of are down a hallway, and so on, and the whole logistics associated with that. And he was saying on YouTube that he was afraid for his life. So I have asked him to come on my radio show, and he has just gotten in touch with me. I believe I'm going to be able to talk to him very shortly in the next couple days. So that you should stay tuned for that, because that will be fascinating. Caller, did you have anything else to add to this sort of train of thought that was we were going through here?
Train, the Peshat or what you're currently speaking of?
No. Were you sort of done explaining about, you know, what that radio show that where it was people could tune in and the person that was, downloading some information from SecMet?
I do have a comment regarding his statement overall about the Pleiadians getting a lot of airplay and the other races not, and that may be part of an agenda, and he is right to a degree. The Pleiadian race are duty-bound to Earth citizens based on some dirty deeds they did in the past. I think they were involved with the Anunnaki and genetically altering humanity back during the Atlantean times from some of the channel sources I've heard. So, they are the ones in the focus, especially with, you know, the major thing that happened with Billy Meyer. And that's all over YouTube. But I did want to say the Peshats, the Arcturians, the Andromedan, they're all credible races. There are a total of close to 50 races that we've been in touch with, both humanoid and non-humanoid, as well as interdimensional. But to close on that Peshat thing, he can just go online and Google the Peshats. And I came up with the Peshats and Crystal People. And there was a post there by Richard Atkinson that actually I can read one line here. It's pretty interesting. It says, having underwent hypnotic regression and uncovering galactic memories via one's higher mind, one can say that he's lived lives as various feloid humanoids. So I'm able to say that I do possess firsthand knowledge and experience of the existence of aforementioned race. So that may be something that he may want to do himself is, you know, do a hypnotic regression and find out what's done with that.
All right. So, well, thank you very much, caller, for calling in and sharing all of that. I'm going to go with someone, let some other people come
question,
before
please.
Here, but appreciate the call and the information.
I did have one other comment.
Sure.
I wanted to expand on what you were getting into regarding the Aurora Holmes situation. I was on the show the night you had Nighthawk and the the ex-Marine or military gentleman. Do you remember that show where you played?
Yes, I certainly do.
Yeah, all the police recordings. Directly after that, the show that we were just talking about on Thursdays, there was a report that Tarn Rama had given that was given to them because they do have some very deep ties, some above top secret ties. And they started to go into the story that included some information about two actual maybe Black Op or Illuminati hitmen that were working with Holmes, not working with him one-on-one. One of them stayed, you know, in the exterior while the other one literally moved in with him. He used his credit card to buy munitions and fatigues and C4, the whole nine yards, and had kept him in that state using that, what was it, devil's breath? And, you know, dyed his hair and never let him out of the house except, I think, one day to go to school. And that story just progressed into the story that you had, to where there is so much more going on that it's just, it's unbelievable.
Right. Okay. So, all right. Well, thanks for sharing that.
Well, thank you, Gary. And
all right.
We appreciate everything you do. And
no problem.
Forward. Thank you so much. Have a
okay,
good evening.
You take care.
Welcome back.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's see. We're going to give another person a chance here. But first, before I do that, I want to read sort of a – I'm not going to identify the source, but I got some information I want to share here that apparently they're testing some ordnance, I guess, around the area of what's called Fort Lewis in the northwest of – well, I guess in – Oregon, maybe that area, very, very large ordnance. These are things that they did around the time of the Iraq War. So apparently they're sort of hard at work, sort of testing out their munitions. And that is in keeping with a lot of other stuff that's going on behind the scenes. Obviously, a lot of people feel that things are really gearing up, and that does seem to be the case. I don't want to ignore the callers. I don't want to ignore the people in the chat either. So let me see if I can just grab a couple of the questions that have been sort of coming down here. Wow. I mean, there's so many questions. Let me see. I'm actually scrolling back because it's been a while, and I know that the questions kind of get lost after a while. I don't know. Some question over here about Nisara, prosperity programs, and something about Drake saying they're never to be paid. I'm not sure what that's about. I can say I personally think Nisara has much going for it in terms of really having the truth about what's going on. Can I explain what it means for Earth Kundalini to be shifting to Chile, Peru? Well, I'm not completely sure that that's the case, but I will say that that's one of the chakras, is my understanding in Machu Picchu. I can also say that there, well, you know, I was speaking with Sean David Morton, who came on the tour with me, and he was talking about how there are a lot of predictions going out around by a certain group, and I forget the name of the group, but at any rate, they are saying that there's supposedly going to be a fairly large earthquake. I think they're saying around the 27th of September, prophesied for the area of Chile. So in that sense, you could say that earthquakes maybe reflect a movement of Kundalini on the planet or Oregon energy coming to the surface and sort of bursting through. That's actually one way to look at it, I suppose. But you could also say, see, it's happening on a global basis because we've got earthquakes certainly all along the Ring of Fire in a major way. And I haven't actually looked at my my chart lately, the earthquake chart, but I will do so maybe if I get a chance in the next break and see what's what. Another person wants to know if I'm going to be interviewing Kesh. You know, I was over in Antwerp and had a contact who knows Kesh and works for him. And unfortunately, the way the European tour materialized was kind of like very quickly and overnight, and we didn't get a chance. There were two interviews I was supposed to be conducting in Belgium. Neither one of them happened. They both got canceled for two different reasons. They were both going to be absolutely fascinating interviews, I have to say. One of them was with the person who had originally discovered the labyrinth. And he, I guess, if I have this right, he was scheduled to do an interview with me and then suddenly found a cancerous tumor or something and flew to the United States of all places to deal with that, which was an interesting choice. And then the next person who I was supposed to interview has spent 15 years of his life deciphering these tablets from the days of possibly the Syrians in India, and in this language, this sort of beyond Sanskrit language that no one could decipher, and he spent 15 years of his life doing this. So that was going to be the second interview, and he also suddenly became unavailable. And this is an interesting thing going on with Camelot interviews at this time. Many people will know I can't afford to fly around the world anymore and do face-to-face interviews. This European tour was a total sort of fly-by-the-seat-of-our-pants type of operation, both Sean and I paying our own expenses along the way and just hoping against hope that we could raise the money to pay ourselves back by ticket sales, which we did do. We did break even a little bit better than that, but not a whole lot much better than that. I think that the people are out there. It was simply a logistical question about how much advertising we could do ahead of time, et cetera, et cetera. But the people were just fabulous, wonderful, wonderful people. Incredible reception, each city having a unique personality, and the people just the best, wonderful people. And what one thing good about smaller venues is that we actually could just ask everyone out to dinner afterwards. not that we were able to accommodate all the people necessarily, but the ones that did come to dinner afterwards, a lot of times we got to hang out with and chat and share stories. So that was really a fabulous part of it, all of that. So now let me go to the callers, and I think I have one person. I guess the other ones kind of have dropped off. Area code 631, you're on the air with Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot.
Hello, Carrie.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hi, I'm Barbara. I've been listening to you for a really long time. You're great.
Thank you so much.
I live on Long Island, and we had gone last year to our legislation, and I think it was Long Island Skywatch that had organized it, and we were trying to bring up the chemtrail issue on Long Island, so that where, you know, a lot of people spoke. I know they had a lot of YouTube interviews you know, that were shown, and it was really great. I mean, a lot of people showed up to the, you know, I guess it was the state legislator, and people were able to get up and talk. I didn't know it was that easy to get up and talk, or I would have. And I guess when they brought it up and they brought it to, it couldn't pass the health department because the health department is federal. So the state couldn't get it past the health department as far as being able to stop the chemtrails on Long Island, the planes flying over and spraying them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, it's...
That's how it...
Go ahead.
That's how it ended up. Yeah, that's how it ended up. I mean, that's... I mean, we were supposedly like one of the first. I think there was another county that had brought it up and brought, tried to bring it to the legislation. But that was how it ended up. In the end, they couldn't pass the health department, and so it was dropped.
Okay, when you say it couldn't pass the health department, what couldn't pass?
The health department,
there was a health risk? Is that what you're saying?
It had to go to the health department. And the health department said that it had to go to the health department to try and pass them. And they said the skies are a federal issue. So the state legislation couldn't do anything about it. It had to be brought up to the federal level, which is a whole other.
The skies are a federal issue. And I would say this FAA program probably would say that they own and run the skies, as that would maybe be classified as outer space. And I'm sure that would not make Carol Rosen happy, but it is what it is. It is very fascinating what is going on planet Earth right now. But I do appreciate the information about your sort of quest to try to bring public attention to the chemtrail situation.
Yeah, it was a lot of people went to. It was very, it was interesting. It was great. I mean, I wish other counties would start bringing it up. And I mean, if a lot of people went to it, I don't know what, you know, could be done. It was just like something like, you know, when you go and you talk to your state legislator and you try to bring up an amendment or a proposal, and that's the proposal wouldn't go through is what it was. It was great, though.
You know, what you might do is bring an expert such as Clifford Carnicom. If you contact him, he's probably the one who really has the science behind the chemtrails.
Mm-hmm.
If you bring scientific experts to testify, that would really be the way to go, in my opinion. But,
They did have a lot of people there that did have science. I mean, you wouldn't believe the people that were talking. It was at least it was brought up. You know,
right?
And it's a start. It does show that a lot of people are noticing it. You know, it does bring the issue to light.
Yeah.
Because you know, we can stand here and watch this big chemtrails over our head all the time. You know,
absolutely,
it's gotten crazy. You see them on commercials, and it's like, you know, every day. Well.
Okay, well, thank you very much, caller, for calling in, and we're going to go to break right now, and we'll be right back with some more people's questions and so on. So take care, and we'll be right back.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. She invited me to try this product called the RNA Drops, and within 12 hours of taking them, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And I have since watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA drops today at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. There are only a few hundred bottles available, so hurry now.
RNA drops.
Are you completely fed up with being dependent on those fat cat electricity monopolies that raise your rates again and again? Are you terrified about how you'll keep your home and family safe when a power crisis happens? 123/power.com has set up a free video presentation that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they are, incompetent lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. expose. The video at 123slashpower.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret to slash your power bill and beat the electricity monopoly for good. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123slashpower.com and discover one weird trick to cut your power bill and protect your home. Easy to remember, 123slashpower.com. Go watch the video now before they shut it down. Again, that's 123slashpower.com.
I have this feeling, man, because you know there's a handful of people actually run everything. That's true. It's provable. Handful, very small elite run and own these corporations, which include the mainstream media. I have this feeling who's ever elected president, like Clinton was, no matter what your promises you promise on the campaign trail, blah, 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 when you win, you go into this smoky room with the 12 industrialist capitalist scum f***s who got you in there, and you're in this smoky room, and this little film screen comes down, and a big guy in a cigar, roll the film. And it's a shot of a Kennedy assassination from an angle you've never seen before. That looks suspiciously off the grassy knoll. And then the film, the screen goes up, and the lights come up, and they go to the new president. Any questions? Just what my agenda is. First we bomb Baghdad. You got it.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Your daily dose of conspiracy and comedy is the Vinnie Eastwood Show. In a world so full of madness and chaos, don't lose your sense of humor or you'll go friggin' nuts. Weekdays 5 till 7 Central on American Freedom Radio.
Some kind of way out of here. Say that joker to the thief. There's too much confusion.
Okay.
I can't get.
Wow. Love Jimi Hendrix. Yes. This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio. I was just kind of thinking about what's going on in the chat. You know, people are talking about what happened with my interviews and so on. You know, it's interesting for me because I had this time in the summer and I thought, well, I could just continue doing the work I'm doing, or I could do this sort of experiment and go out and see and talk to people. Hadn't been to Europe in a while, hadn't been traveling as much. So I just kind of took some frequent flyer miles and took a stab at it, as I said, and all the venues had to be donated. We just didn't have any money behind us, so we couldn't lay it out. People just stepped up to the plate, and they were there with the venues, and some, in some cases, they even gave us free places to stay. And that was just amazing. So, and then of course we got to know people in the areas, in the different places. And there are specifics I could talk about with each country, let me say, and I could go down country by country. And there's so much, I want to make sure to answer the questions and so on that are here. But let me say that, first of all, I am out there, and so I put on my website very clearly I'm going to be in a certain place in a certain, number of days. And there are whistleblowers in all of those towns, of course. who could come up to me at the conferences that I'm giving and so on and so forth. But it is interesting because mostly I was not approached by anybody. So what do you say about that? It's just really kind of bizarre. I mean, the people were there, that the energy was there, but the whistleblowers, so to speak, were not. So that's just the way it goes. And what else? Well, in Ireland, fascinating situation there, because we ended up going up to this place called Usnock or something. I don't even know how to pronounce it. The Hill of Usnock. And it's said that the goddess who was, well, probably Isis, I imagine, or at least related to Isis, who is buried under this sort of rock formation on this hill. And it's really the Irish countryside and beautiful area. They are giving apparently music concerts, like rock concerts in this area during, like, I guess, at, what do they say, in Beltane. So there's a sort of this heavy druid influence as well. But energetics on the hill there are magical, and you can just imagine the sort of early days, the fairies and all of this up there. And I did put a picture on my blog, so if you haven't, you know, you could scroll down to the Ireland post there, and see that picture, which is part of which was taken on that hill. And we had a lovely hostess who showed us around up there and made things possible. And we also got to go to a castle, which is sort of a fascinating place, and heavy-duty Illuminati vibe, just unbelievable. And this gentleman of 96 years young who showed us around, who is her, I guess, I think it's her uncle, great-uncle or something like that. Anyway, very elderly man who is still in pretty remarkable condition, all things considered, and his mind sharp as whip, I have to say, because at one point we went, the place was haunted. I mean, you know, it was clearly haunted, and they know it's haunted. But I was getting, being an intuitive, I was getting information coming at me, and I was sort of telling the hostess who was showing us around and so on some of the things I was getting, and turned out that they were right on, interestingly enough, as I found out, and some of them very, very dark. Dark stuff, really unfortunate. But at one point there was this bedroom, and I had sort of gone into it and picking up some very bad vibes in that particular area. So I was also trying to talk to the spirits and kind of get them to move on. And immediately the 96-year-old man who had he was partially deaf, and he had to sort of yell, but he had no problem picking up on when I was doing that. So a very interesting dynamic. So what else? Okay. And I imagine Sean is probably going on about the tour as well. okay. And what else? What I'm trying to do here is scroll down through the chat just in case there's a question that I missed, and then let me go to the radio. Yeah, we don't have any callers right now. So we do have some time left, about 30 minutes, and if you want to call in, the phone number is 218-339-8525. So that's there. And if you'd like to some more, you know, ask me some more questions about that, you know, okay, I guess I could say the name of the castle. It's called Castle Leslie. And it's in Ireland. It's one of the known castles, very old, not sure from when. I know at least that apparently it was torn down and rebuilt sometime in the 1800s. So the current rendition is still old, but it's not even as old as it could be. I'm not sure whether there's areas which are have been rebuilt since the 1800s, I'm not sure what year in 1800, but amazing energy, and like I said, really going into to serious Illuminati land there. The symbolism, as I said, this 96-year-old gentleman is a Mason, and he has photographs of himself in his Mason robes and so on. So it was fascinating, and God, just what's to say. Also, Glastonbury, of course, one of the homes of Camelot. Sean thinks that Glastonbury was not where Camelot was. That is, you know, highly contentious. Of course, in those days, that would have been, in my view, probably Avalon. He calls them swamps. I wouldn't call it a swamp. I would call it a lake, you know, surrounding the Tor area of Glastonbury. And I can say that that area, we took a train from what's called Castle Cary, which is near Glastonbury, but about 12 miles away, actually. And that is, again, another area where they said the actual castle, the Camelot Castle, was. I know that whole area just has major vibes for me and memories of all of that. So I have to say that that's a pretty potent area, regardless of how it sort of plays out here and now. Okay, I'm trying again to see if there are any other questions that I missed on. Somebody's really into me getting another interview with Kesh. You know, Kesh is an interesting situation because you're talking about plasma physics, and I have to say that the Secret Space Program has access to this. So then the next question is, since Kesh is coming into the mainstream trying to make this accessible to governments, and he does have a very strong connection to Iran. Apparently, he also has made some deals with, I believe, the U.S. government. So it is not possible to just get these things to operate without it coming up against the Secret Space Program and the powers that be, so to speak. So this is an interesting dynamic going on with Kesh. How far he's going to get and what goes on, I don't know. Even Gordon Abell, as people will know, he's been heavily at work, working with the CIA, hand in glove, so to speak, to bring his free energy and investigate. He's got scientists on board, and very well-known scientists and so on that are on his team. And now he's in the hospital with a bad reaction to some medicine that he got for something he went in that was a rather simple, probably, procedure. I guess there's some question as to whether he's even going to make it. If he doesn't make it, let me say right now that this is going to be a hit. Sorry to say, but, you know, that's just, I've seen evidence that Gordon has been messed with both physically and otherwise. So this is what goes on. I know Gordon doesn't have a good rep out there, and maybe for some good reasons, but I also believe that he does have very good intentions towards humanity, in my view, and I don't think that he's being allowed to progress with all of that. And he has been used as a fall guy time and again. So this kind of stuff goes on. Please do watch the video, the documentary that is on my website that is linked. We've also got a download link there now, which is in the James Holmes post. If you haven't seen that video, then you are seriously missing some good stuff that goes, you know, really down the rabbit hole and kind of brings some of these threads together for people that perhaps haven't been thinking along those lines. And the person who made the video, kudos to them. Very good job. Let me see. I'm trying to see if there's going to be any other people asking me questions, etc. okay, yeah, it's you know, by the way, that the dinar reval, I know there are some people out there who are interested in, is the dinar revaluing, and some people think it's a hoax and so on and so forth. My understanding is that it is legitimate and that there are people that are sort of getting let in early on getting their money, their dinar revaled, and I believe it's happening as we speak in some cases. So whether or not it will ever get to the general public, I cannot say, but it does seem to be kind of progressing. How that's going to play out and what, because in some ways the revaluation of the dinar does go against the plans of the Illuminati, but at the same time, the Bushes and many, many others are heavily invested in that. So it may be just kind of something that they decide to do right before they crash the dollar, which will make for people scrambling as a result. That is a whole interesting trajectory as well. I mean, this whole financial thing with the LIBOR scandal, which again gets back to the James Holmes material, the evidence is before our eyes. So, you know, all of this is playing out, and it shouldn't, you know, I would sort of caution people not to get too crazy over all of it and really try to stay as centered as possible, because in the midst of all this madness, you can reach sort of new heights of activating your Kundalini and really getting the DNA strands that have been sleeping, so to speak, that people have called junk DNA activated. That's really got to be your most important priority, aside from possibly the safety of your family. So I would encourage people to sort of approach these times. There is a play going on before our eyes. Some of this we can approach, and we can change the trajectory of by our awakening consciousness. The other part of that is, the more awake you are, the more activated your Kundalini is, the more activated your, in other words, your, the more awake and aware you become. That is the answer to the question, so to speak. And in other words, you are the answer. So that's what's necessary. It is important to pay attention, but not to get so wrapped up that you become sort of emotionally and psychically drained by the drama going on before your eyes. What's most important is focusing on letting this energy that's coming into the planet now change you for the better, and then sort of making choices that from moment to moment to live as fully as possible during these really tumultuous times, and sort of reach higher ground, so to speak, in a spiritual sense. Okay, so that was my two cents for the moment on all of that. If you have a question, please put Gordon Novell. Gordon Novell, if you haven't seen my interview with Gordon Novell, wow, you've missed a Camelot classic. That I was told, it's in black and white, by the way, and intentionally so. It is, just go to the Camelot website and I guess put in Gordon Novell in the search box. That might be the fastest way to find it. But you can also go to interviews and use the drop down on the interview page. Okay, we're going to go to commercial, and we've got about 20 minutes left. And so if you have a question, please do post it in the chat, and we'll be right back. This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeley Light removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
As many of you know, I promote my bullion business, Drockton Bullion, on a regular basis. I created Drockton Bullion to make sure that you were prepared for the economic collapse that will shortly befall not just the United States, but literally the entire globe. As you know, silver has increased in value almost 1,000% since 2000, and gold has gone up at least 600%. Drockton Bullion specializes in helping you find everything from 90% silver coins that were minted before 1964, 0.999% pure silver rounds, silver eagles, gold bars, gold coins, and everything else that you need for your bullion needs. But more importantly, you get me, Paul Drockton, to consult with, to talk with, to help you, to guide you through the purchasing process. Totally, Drockton Bullion has made millions in sales, my friends. We know what we're doing, and we can help you.
The Ten Commandments. Here's my problem. Why are there ten? I think the list of commandments was deliberately and artificially inflated to get it up to ten. Here's what they did. About 5,000 years ago, a bunch of religious and political hustlers got together to try to figure out how to control people, how to keep them in line. They knew people were basically stupid and would believe anything they were told, so they announced that God had given them some commandments. Up on a mountain, when no one was around, God had given them the Ten Commandments. Why ten? Why not 9 or 11? I'll tell you why. Because 10 sounds official. They knew if it was 11, people wouldn't take it seriously. It's a political document artificially inflated to sell better. 10 is the basis for the decimal system. It's a decade at the top 10, the 10 most wanted, the 10 best dressed. So having 10 commandments was really a marketing decision.
The New Life Expos invites you to join us October 6th through 13th for the first Expo at Sea as intuitive readers, healers, exhibitors, and speakers take you on a journey to the Western Caribbean. People like Daniel Brinkley, Dr. Carl Kalaman, Susan Shumsky, Harrison Klein, Grandmother Araujo, Mark Becker, Jill Dane, Marie St. Germain, Alan Steinfeld, Stacey Breeze, Victoria of Light, and of course me, The Sean. Imagine being in an Expo community for 7 glorious days and 6 mysterious nights where you enter a world of unlimited possibilities, practice yoga, enjoy vegetarian food, participate in sacred ceremonies with Mayan elders, and explore the temples and pyramids of the Mayan Riviera, Tulum, Belize, Roatan, the Grand Caymans. Spaces limited, and special rates on this website will expire soon. Register now at newlifecruise.com. That's newlifecruise.com. And mention The Sean and Strange Universe Radio and receive a free guided meditation CD. Don't miss this amazing event as we sail into higher consciousness and a new beginning in 2012. I'll be there.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio. Live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Stay.
is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio. And this is really interesting. You know, I was just looking at the break during the break at this article about Obama vows to track down ambassador's killers, all about the Libyan situation that happened today. And as you read the article, you get to a certain place where they actually said that this, The Innocence of Muslims, a film, is blamed for provoking the violence. Based, it's the work of a California-based Israeli filmmaker, Sam Basile, according to the report by the Associated Press. It portrays Mohammed as a fool, a philanderer, and a religious fake on a clip in YouTube, and so on. So fascinating that they're blaming the violence on a filmmaker. I love it. Well, that just sort of fits into a scenario that's kind of like the way of all of this stuff is trending in that direction. I don't mean to sound like Alex Jones over here, but I have to say that people like media people are definitely being targeted these days, and it is fascinating to sort of watch that whole trajectory and against freedom of speech, et cetera. And of course, that's always a problem also with the Muslim audience. Very sadly to say, as lovely as I find the Arab people to be. So let's see what else is going on in the chat here, because I'd like to address some of these questions, and let me make sure that I don't miss any other calls. No, at the moment we don't have any other phone calls, so I'm going to concentrate on the chat here. Some people are asking, activating your kundalini in terms of what is a good way to begin to do that. And, you know, I do talk about this when I do speaking engagements, and simply because I have done it myself. I did it in my early 20s. I set about to connect my chakras and have what you might call enlightenment experiences or samadhi experiences. And this did work. It's an amazing experience, and I highly recommend it. It is important to have a sort of a healthy diet and to be well balanced, sort of psychologically and spiritually, when you do sort of venture out on this terrain. But there are many books about the subject, so you simply can go on to the, you know, go to a, well, if you're in the LA area, you can go to Bodhi Tree Bookstore, for one thing, which is a spiritual bookstore that has a lot of that kind of books. If you're on the East Coast, Samuel Weiser's, if they're still open over there, they always have those kinds of books as well. I did this when I was living in New York, by the way, New York City. So you can do it anywhere. I was right smack in the middle of New York City. So you don't have to be in sort of this sort of esoterically clean environment, so to speak, to connect your chakras and reach these amazing samadhi experiences. But what is really important is to be sort of grounded in and to have your wits about you, because it will throw you way off and for a loop. And so you do need to sort of maintain in the midst of all of that. It is a complex process, and I could go into it. It's much easier to do it sort of live than just verbally, but we could talk about it verbally, I suppose, and go through the different steps. Some people are asking, let's see, how's Bob Dean? Bob Dean, I have not been in touch with Bob lately. Last I heard, he was, you know, having some serious health issues, and he was not doing any more speaking engagements. That's the most recent information I have on him, but I don't know, you know, I actually probably should give him a call and see how he's doing. Okay, let me see. What else? Will I do a live stream with Jay Hool? Not sure who that is. Maybe it's a typo, the way they're spelling the name. Not sure what they're saying. Will I be interviewing Alex Collier? Well, Alex has said that he will do an interview with Camelot. He has told me that recently, and I've said anytime, anywhere. And so my invitation stands, as it has really over the years, to him. But more recently, he has been talking about possibly coming forward again. So one thing people don't realize is that Camelot does not try to force themselves on people. We really allow people to come to us. We make ourselves available for people. But I don't force the river, so to speak, when it comes to Camelot. And I found that that's the best method for us to approach all of this. And people need to sort of be in the best state of mind and ready to speak to Camelot. And so for Alex's purposes, I really hope that, you know, he knows I am in contact with him, and he does know I'm here and available to him. So we'll see if something will materialize along those lines. I see that you're saying that this person does spell their name like this, but Morgan Kimball. I'm not sure who this is. Maybe it's just jet lag, but I'm not sure who that person is. So you're asking me if I would interview him, and I just can't say. I'm not sure. I don't know who that person is. Let me see what else is going on here. Okay. If you have any other questions, I'm going to look at the time here. We're really winding down. There's only a few minutes left in the show altogether. Let me say, on Friday, I will have a guest on Revolution Radio who is going to be, his name is Don Gifford, assuming that works out. He is a person who also works with Scott Stevens. And many people know Scott Stevens, who recently spoke at the Chemtrails conference here in LA. Scott Stevens is somebody that is an ex-weatherman, and he is very knowledgeable about the chemtrails and the weather wars. And his partner, Don Gifford, is going to be coming on my radio show on Friday. And he is a psychic, a precog, you might call him. And he has a very fascinating background. So that should be a really fascinating show. A lot of what he gets as a precog informs a lot of Scott's work. So in a certain sense, they work together. They are the ones that also have the Blue Water Alchemy ad on my site. They sell this form of Ormus, and it's good stuff. And so anyway, that will be a fascinating show. He certainly has a lot of psychic information coming at him, Don Gifford, and we'll be getting some information about his background. He comes, I believe, from an Illuminati bloodline himself, and was sort of tapped as a young child in certain ways, from what I understand. And so I'm going to see if there's any Miriam Delicato. I have not been in touch with her, but then I've been out of touch with people here, simply because I've been on the road and there hasn't been much time to be online. Basically, we were traveling from one venue to the next most of the time. Very little downtime in between things. We did get a chance to go to Venice for the day, which was awesome. I've been to Venice before. That was Sean's first time in Venice. It was lovely to be back. And Venice is of course, a jam-packed area. Wonderful, magical things go on there. Energetics, fascinating. And it's really like going back in time when you go to Venice, sort of very trippy in that regard. Antwerp is a fascinating city. Hadn't ever been to Antwerp, and the people there were just lovely. Pretty awakened area, I have to say, stayed at a very hip hotel, which was fun. And what else? And just a great, you know, sort of atmosphere and nightlife in that city. Highly recommend it. And where else haven't I talked about? We were in a, like this incredible rainstorm in Amsterdam. It was just like we're practically drowning in water. I was convinced someone had given us a houseboat to stay in for free, believe it or not. And they were so very generous there. But the houseboat was really small. It was more for hobbits, you know, and I couldn't stay there more than, I think I stayed there one night. I'm not sure. I don't think two nights, but I think it was one night, maybe two. Anyway, we were in an incredible rainstorm. They're just having bizarre rain there. Okay, this is the end of the show. It's gone really fast for not having a guest. I thank you for joining me. And hopefully my guests will come back and be rescheduled. Nick Begich, I had hoped to have him on the show. Not sure what happened with that. So do join me on Friday, and thank you very, very much for listening. Take care.
Millions of people were awakened to the question of what. Now the next question that remains to be answered is, why in the world are they spraying? An investigative look into one of the many agendas associated with chemtrail geoengineering programs, weather control. Why in the world are they spraying? Premiering and streaming live August 18th at the three-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying? Order your copy today at www.whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com. Watch the premiere live August 18th at the three-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
Are you completely fed up with being dependent on those fat cat electricity monopolies that raise your rates again and again? Are you terrified about how you'll keep your home and family safe when a power crisis happens? 123/power.com has set up a free video presentation that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they are, incompetent lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy, others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. The video at 123/power.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret to slash your power bill and beat the electricity monopoly for good. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123/power.com and discover one weird trick to cut your power bill and protect your home. Easy to remember, 123/power.com. Go watch the video now before they shut it down. Again, that's 123/power.com.
You, as a free, beautiful, independent human being with inalienable rights, own yourself. As a result, you can do what you want with your own body and own the product of your labor. The implication is that it is morally wrong to initiate force against someone else or their property, because to do so is to violate their rights. Therefore, all human interactions should be free of force, fraud, and coercion, and people should be free to exercise their rights, limited only by respect for the rights of others. When you learned don't hit and don't steal, it wasn't unless you work for the government. When you learned thou shalt not kill, it wasn't unless your dear leader gives you a gun and a uniform and a one-way ticket to the other side of the world. Government is force, an opinion with a gun. And force is a poor substitute for persuasion. Governments frighten us into thinking we need them. But with knowledge, philosophy, and technology, we are empowering ourselves and each other to have the courage to move past the paradigm of statism and restrain government to only moral uses of force, at least until we replace it with the cooperative free market solutions that will soon render it obsolete.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have
problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly. Within days, the episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics.
No taboo topics.
No fear of doom.
No fear of doom.
We are
American Freedom Radio.
American Freedom Radio.